The Goldman Environmental Prize is awarded annually to a grassroots environmentalist. This year's North America Prize winner is Julia Bonds, a former Pizza Hut waitress. In 2001, her family became the last residents to evacuate their hometown of Marfork Hollow in the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia. She has been fighting since against coal companies and the mining practice of mountaintop removal.
I'm a coal miner's daughter. I come from several generations of coal miners, and I'm used to living in and around coal mining. But when Massey Energy moved into the hollow that many generations of my family had lived, I began to notice subtle changes, a lot of dust in and around my home. And what really did it for me, what really got me involved, was the day that my grandson stood in a stream full of dead fish. There was dead fish floating all around his feet, and his little hands were full of dead fish. And he asked, "What's wrong with these fish?" And I saw the future for our children then in the coal fields. And from that day forward, I haven't looked back. I've really learned a lot since that day.
A lot of the streams are being filled in.
Over 1,000 miles of streams are being filled in from mountaintop removal. That's the overburden. That's what they don't want after they finish mining coal. And they place that into the narrow valleys where the headwaters of our streams began.
So the Clean Water Act makes it possible to dump industrial waste into clean water.
The original intent of the Clean Water Act was to protect all of America's streams. But last May, the Bush administration changed the rules and the definition of fill and waste, and that made it legal.
You went to see the Massey people at the stockholders meeting.
Yes, I did. A very good friend of mine had a share, and she invited me to come along, and I had thought that perhaps the board of directors and the stockholders maybe did not understand fully what their company was doing to the people of Appalachia, so I thought that I would go and talk to them. I essentially told the board of directors that Appalachia is under assault, and I also asked this company to please withdraw a permit that they have applied for above my grandson's elementary school. This is a mountaintop removal strip mine permit. This permit is proposed to drain into a huge coal waste sludge dam. It hovers over top of Marsh Fork Elementary School.
We should explain that sometimes those earthen dams give way, as they did in Buffalo Creek, West Virginia, in 1972, killed a bunch of people.
Yes, sir. In 1972, I remember hearing my mother speak of the Buffalo Creek disaster, and I had met some survivors that stood on the hillside after they escaped and watched their neighbors floating down the valley, and this is what we're afraid of. And I said, well, the school was there first. The dam came later. Who would dare build a huge earthen toxic dam above a school? And it's hard for a lot of people to understand that.
What did the Massey people say to you?
Well, Mr. Blankenship was very expressionless.
This is Don Blankenship, the CEO of Massey Energy. Yeah.
This is Don Blankenship. Every time a citizen would stand up and talk to him about what's happening in Appalachia, he would talk about trade-offs and exaggerations, and essentially what he said was, we don't care. You know, we have to mine coal, and that's the same answer we always get.
Julia Bonds, winner of the Goldman Environmental Prize and founder of the Coal River Mountain Watch. Massey Energy and its CEO, Don Blankenship, declined to comment.